I'm Haley.
And I'm Miranda.
And we are the Newport Beach Babes. And welcome to the OC, bitch. We are talking episode number 5, The Outsider.
The Hulu synopsis for this episode is, Seth is eager to attend a party in Ryan's old neighborhood. Ryan finally works up the courage to ask Marissa out on a date. There's a semicolon in
wow.
that description.
Wow. There's more than just like one little, because it's usually just like, hey, like, Ryan's mom's here.
Yep.
And that's kind of it.
They eat lobster.
They do eat lobster. That's the first scene of this. They're riding their bike and skateboard down the Newport Beach pier to go to eat some lobster. They're going to have some lunch at the Lobster Crab Shack. I don't know what this restaurant is called.
I keep calling it the Crab Shack because I think that's what it's called.
I think that's what it's called. I think somebody mentions that later, but I don't know
uncertain.
For sure. Uncertain. They are just chilling, you know, having some bro time, and
Ryan is starting to express how uncomfortable he is with the fact that, like, their parents are paying for everything.
Everything. Yeah, they're paying for everything, which is, like, fine, because
they have
a bunch of money.
I think Cassette says, like, oh, is that a new shirt? And he's like, oh, yeah, like, your mom just keeps buying me clothes.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need anything. And then Seth said, yeah, because we all know you get a lot of mileage out of a tank top. Which is great.
It's true.
And then he does say something about, like, do you think I could rock the wife beater? And I was like, phrasing
no.
Seth, I don't.
Absolutely not.
I don't love the name for that tank top anymore.
No,
and also,
I don't think anybody uses that
I don't think
anymore,
so either.
But
it was very casual sometimes.
But it was such a weird nickname for a shirt.
I get it.
It
stems from the people who wear them.
I get it, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Basically they're eating there, and then somebody very dramatically quits.
And conveniently.
But there's literally like, that's it, I quit. And he like throws down his towel and he like walks out.
There's like some dishes clanking,
like,
I think.
I don't think anybody ever like quits like that, but all right.
But apparently in TV they do.
Apparently in Newport Beach they do. Mm-hmm. So Ryan, basically he gets a job at the Crab Shack, which is great. He's, you know, working a summer job, getting money, buying things on his own, which is, I'm sure, nice.
True. And then Seth says, fine, but you're hooking me up with free lobster. Cue credits.
I want lobster.
Also would love free lobster.
Some of my friends need to get jobs at lobster shacks.
Yummy.
But now that he has a job, Seth doesn't know what to do with himself.
He's panicking.
Because, like, what is he supposed to do? He has no friends. Like, Ryan's his only friend.
Yeah, he went from having no friends and being comfortably uncomfortable with that. And then now he has, like, his bestie and his little, like, bromance.
Yeah.
And now it's going away.
And
he's feeling very, like, the honeymoon phase of their bro relationship is going away. And Ryan has, like, responsibilities.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't know what to do.
He doesn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah.
Meanwhile...
Oh, no. Sandy's just listening in at the kitchen wall.
Mm-hmm. Sandy is listening in, and he's scared to go into the kitchen because the noopsies, the may I speak to your manager highlights and haircuts are in the kitchen.
Sandy's, I'm waiting for them to disperse.
I love Sandy.
He's so great.
Because they are going on a retreat. They go on this retreat every year. Yeah. Kirsten... Again, I've mentioned this before in the podcast. She hates these women.
She absolutely does.
She fucking hates these women. But they're, like, part of the community. It's, like, her oldest friends. Like, all this dumb shit. So they're going on a retreat for a weekend. But they're all kind of like, oh, like, should we go?
Yeah, should we not invite Julie?
Should we not invite Julie?
Yeah,
because
even though she's technically already invited and paid for, which she brings up to Jimmy.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to go. I have to go. Like, this is paid for. And if I don't go, they're just going to spend the whole weekend talking about me.
Right.
And Jimmy's like, they're your friends. And she's like,
yeah.
And I just wonder, like, Julie knows that they're not her friends, that they're just gatekeepers, and that none of these people actually like each other. They're all just, like, playing this game.
Right.
And so I was thinking about, like, how lonely that is for her, that she doesn't.
Oh,
she's kind of evil, but it stems from a lonely, sad place.
She's definitely evil, but she's definitely, like, lonely in that sense. Like,
she has a lot of humanity.
She has a lot of humanity that we see eventually. But yeah, like, these women are just, and I'm sure that they, like, these kinds of women, like,
exist.
And people, I shouldn't even say women, because, like, you know, like, there's their husbands and people in that
social circle,
that rich social circle.
Oh, yeah, that, like, class structure.
Yeah, that, like, classist sort of, they, like, aren't really friends, but they're, like, you know.
For appearances. And
yeah,
for,
exactly.
Like,
so they're going to go on this retreat.
Yes.
And do a spa.
Yeah, spa weekend.
Weekend, I guess.
I would love that shit.
Then we are on the beach with Marissa and Summer, mm-hmm. and they're just chilling. They're totally crispy.
I'm totally crispy.
Just hanging out, having girl time, you know.
Being supportive friends.
You know, Summer basically is like, I'll take you wherever you want. I've got my dad's credit card for emergencies. Let's go to the spa.
And this is an emergency.
It is. I mean, yeah.
Obviously.
Because at first she's like, well, can't Luke pay for you? And she's like, well, I don't really know. Because, like, Luke and I, like,
I don't know where we stand.
I don't know where it's. Oh, God, they're so annoying.
Yeah. Gross.
They're so
gross.
I have so
many thoughts about Marissa.
Marissa's so messy. Ah! Yes, she drives me wild. Every time I rewatch it, I'm just like, Marissa.
I have so many notes. About
just
her.
Talk to somebody.
Right?
And you'll
no.
be okay.
We're going
to
totally.
Oh,
gonna,
yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Coming up soon
on the Newport Beach page.
A lot of Marissa rants. But yes, they're going to go have some lunch.
They're going to have some lunch, and oh my God, weird. There's only one place to go to lunch in Newport Beach, and it just so happens to be the Crab Lobster Shack. And guess who happens to work there? Huh.
OMG, is it Ryan?
It's Ryan Atwood with his leather cuff and all. Mm. And there he is. And it's like, you know, they're just kind of like, oh, hey. Yeah. Like, that's, you know, that's really.
Oh, hi, you work here.
Well, yeah, I got a job. You know, like, it's not. Yeah. They're just, like, friendly. And mm-hmm. I was, when I was watching it, I was like, why is Summer not wearing a shirt? Like, she just wears a bikini top. I guess, can you just do that in
I mean, I feel like maybe on pier restaurants. Like, that seems
on the beach and people just.
I mean, I don't think you could go into, like, Lou Malnati's in Chicago in a fucking bikini.
I'm going to try.
I like your deep dish.
I am going to
boobs.
Try.
Yeah, no. I don't think that's acceptable. I don't think that that's acceptable.
Like
However. In Newport Beach, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. So they're going for lunch, basically. And then we cut to Jimmy and Sandy. We see
Jimmy's walking Dustin. The dog is
Dustin
back.
Cooper is alive.
He's alive.
I don't think we ever see him again.
I don't think this is the last one.
I feel like this is the last one.
That's so depressing.
Yeah, I think they just got rid of him. No, they didn't kill him. I'm just saying, like,
I thought it was like in a mafia kind of way. Like, we got rid of Dustin.
They took care of Dustin.
The SEC guys are
I'm gonna pet my dog so hard when I get home.
We
just
got a wire on Dustin. We're gonna send him in, and then Jimmy notices, and then he just goes dark.
Wow.
This is the Dick Wolf OC.
Yeah. That kind of sounds like John Wick a little bit, right? I don't know. I've never seen John Wick. But
I also have not seen John Wick.
Cool.
Great.
Making great references. But anyway. So basically, Sandy offers to help Jimmy.
Yeah. How would you like some free legal advice?
Exactly. Yeah. Only because Kirsten and Jimmy are so close. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy's like, but you don't like me.
I'm a public defender. I represent a lot of people I don't like.
Exactly. And
Miranda,
like,
with the Sandy impresh.
Love it. Great impresh. I don't like Jimmy at this point. So, I understand if Sandy doesn't want to help, but he does. And it's very nice. We go back to the Lobster Crab Shack and
Summer.
And Summer's like, oh my God, look who's here. Oh my God, look, it's Luke. Weird. Gotta go.
Gotta pee. See ya.
She invited Luke to get Marissa and Luke to talk, mm-hmm. which
and
is like V shady.
Wearing
puka shells.
Puka shell necklace. And I wonder if he wore it to Cotillion.
He
I was
so
just
many
thinking
puka
about
shell necklaces.
It was underneath
it's awful.
His little tuxedo if he had his little pukas as like a comforting item of clothing, accessory.
It's like
it's his grounding. It's like his Black Panther necklace. I was just rewatching Black Panther today. What if Luke was some sort of superhero where his puka shells are like his source of power, and then it would like and then it makes an outfit for him? I think it would be great. I'm gonna write that.
I love it. I hate that. I love it. Okay. So anyway, Luke is there.
Yep.
In his puka shell necklace.
Oh, and then psychopath Donnie, who we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, so.
Makes an Abercrombie and Fitch reference.
We meet Donnie, psychopath Donnie, who works at the Crab Lobster Shack with Ryan.
Yeah.
And he, they bond, essentially, because Donnie's like, oh, look at Abercrombie and Fitch over there. And Ryan, I don't remember exactly what he says. But eventually they find out that they're from like neighboring towns.
Corona and Chino.
The place is no joke.
Is it though? We've discussed. Chino's not that bad.
If any of our listeners
live in Chino and have a differing opinion,
I would love to hear that.
But it seems okay.
Seems like a pretty normal place.
Yeah,
the place is no joke.
Yeah, it's not that fucking crazy.
It's wild. So they kind of like bond just based on the fact that they are both from over there. And Donnie basically is like, we should hang out. Mm-hmm. Like, let's hang out.
Totally. And then Luke is, while they're having their lunch, Luke says, like, Holly's beach party, let's go. And then Marissa's like, that's weird. Her dad beat up mine. And then Luke puts his foot in his mouth and says, like, well, you can't blame him for that. Your dad stole all their money. And she's like, nice.
That line reading she gives is so bad. So nice.
It's ridiculous.
I love the – I wrote down the
Beth's iPod?
Talking about stuff just gets me all bummed out.
Oh, God.
That line is so fucking funny. Talking about stuff just gets me all bummed out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
I mean, we learn more about Luke's home life later.
We sure do.
So I wonder if, like, they're just very functional and his mom every day is like, can you just tell me about your feelings, Lucas?
Oh, my God. I'd love that.
If you could just talk to
Lucas.
Me. Yeah. Like she calls him Lucas. I just like to wonder, like, if they're very, very, like, psychologically functional.
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll find out later.
We'll discuss that later. Yeah. However, so Johnny and Ryan decide they're going to hang out.
Cut to Seth listening to the world's biggest iPod.
Seth is like super bored at home. Yeah. And he's like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to casually stop by the pier and be like, oh, hey, I just happen to be in the neighborhood at exactly the time that you get off work. Let's hang out.
So awkward and adorable.
He's
and I've
so
done
awkward
that.
And adorable. And, he Ryan and Donnie are basically like, no, we got like these fly honeys over there, like these
Jesus,
two random
the
women. If he's called, he called Donnie There's calls t- women honey, mm-hmm. honeys, the entire episode,
yep.
And it is so annoying.
The one time he doesn't, he calls them potential, which is the rapiest thing I've ever heard. That happens later.
I hate
but
Donnie.
Yeah,
he's gross. I'm glad he was only on for one episode. Spoilers, I guess. Who cares? So
Donnie doesn't come back season
four.
What the
so
fuck?
That would be crazy. Seth is like, oh, like, cool, like, go ahead and like hang out with them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine. Like, I'm gonna do
care.
Something else. But he does care.
He's so crushed.
He
and
does
I...
care.
Oh, I felt for him.
So they.
That's just the.
I guess they hang out. You know. He wakes up the next morning and he's like hungover.
For sure.
And
yeah.
Seth is like, oh, like. Wild night, I guess. You know, like
that morning conversation is
so
awkward.
It's so awkward and like so like it's
so
kind of sweet though.
Like,
yeah, he's like super hurt though. Like, but also
it's not Ryan's fault that you didn't express that you wanted to hang out with him.
Right.
I've been in those scenarios with like roommates or friends or significant others or whatever where you're like, they will hang out with me. Like that sounded very evil, but like oh yeah, like. You make plans in your mind with them, but, like, you don't ever involve them in that
right.
conversation.
Right, yeah.
And so like, then,
like, he's not actually being, like, let's hang out or, like, let's. It's always, like, he's just – I get what you're saying.
He just shows up
I'm
and is like, we're doing this,
now.
You know, as opposed to, like, letting Ryan be his own person with, like, autonomy in his decision-making.
Not in this show.
No. He's always doing other things.
So they – he's – Ryan leaves for work, rides his bicycle, and who happens to be there but – Marissa and Summer getting ready for another day at the office.
Yes. Another day at the office, a.k.a. the beach.
A.k.a. the beach.
And I love both of their swimsuits.
I do, too.
Down.
Yeah,
I'm
I like they're cute.
And do they ever wear the same swimsuit twice? Because
no.
I've been paying attention. I think they have different.
They have a thousand
it's
different
swimsuits. It's
basically
like a shirt to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. He had asked her to hang out the last time we saw. They ran into each other. At the lobster crab shack and was like, hey, like, you know, if you want to hang out sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He was like semi asking her out. She was like a date and he's like, oh, no, not.
Right. Like it got like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then this time he's very confident. He comes in there just being like, hey, like when I asked you to hang out, like I was asking you out. And it's not very forceful. It's like, it's hot. Like I like
it. It's very attractive. And she's like, oh, and he's like, yeah, I just want to make it clear because I'm planning on doing it again.
Yeah.
Like
I was like,
it's going to be a
thing.
Ryan. Yeah. And I was like, solid fucking move. He's so cute.
It's like, it's a good, confident
Confident consensual flirting?
Yes, confident consensual flirting. And it's, I'm into it and good job.
Well played.
Hashtag feminist Ryan Atwood.
Feminist Ryan Atwood.
And so yes. She's kind of like, oh, like, I have to babysit Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
But I make, like, a mean mac and cheese. Like, you can come over. And he's like, all right. Like, he's, great. I guess, into that.
I'm very into it.
Sounds fun. I mean, you know, Caitlin's
told
probably
me that they
just...
were going to make me mac and cheese and watch a movie. Done. I'm there.
pre-Netflix and chill days, but, you know.
Yeah.
So he, like, they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
While...
That's going down.
Jimmy and Sandy mm-hmm. are just in an office strewn about with many papers.
Yeah.
Just all over the floor.
Many papers. That set designer was doing the work.
They were like, you know what, legal, people who are in legal trouble, just papers. Papers everywhere. I need more papers on the ground.
Kill more trees.
And they decide that they're going to, like...
Figure this out.
They're going to figure this out. And they... Which is, like, fine. It's a lot of, like, legal jargon. This is kind of the only stuff that I'm, like, not mildly interested in.
The one thing that I will say with that is that they were talking about what his options are. And, I don't know, Jimmy made it seem like things are going to be totally fine if he just, like, clicks a button, basically. Like, oh, if you just do the thing. And then Sandy said, filing for bankruptcy isn't just going to make this thing go away.
Right.
And then, which is true. Like, if you just file for bankruptcy and then you get yourself into more shit again, like... It's basically like if you got liposuction and then immediately, like, we're just still eating like a piece of shit and then
right.
you got fat again and then you had to get more liposuction. It's just like, Jimmy, you have some root problems that you need to deal with.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
But will he deal with them?
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Dick Wolf.
Executive producer Dick Wolf.
I have written down, just because you have a job.
Same. That is my next note.
What is that? What is that from?
So... The ladies are in their robes mm-hmm. and their little beach chairs and whatever is going on. And Kirsten's on her phone. And they're like, Kirsten, you need to put that thing away just because you have a job. someone's one of the terrible moms that's not Julie.
Yeah, I literally don't know what any of their names are. And, like, we meet.
Not Julie.
That short-haired one is in a lot of episodes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we should do our research and look her up. But, like, I also, like, don't care.
I don't care. We'll just call her Lindsay's mom because I'm pretty sure that's who she is on Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah, she is on Gilmore Girls.
So let's pretend that Lindsay has moved to Newport Beach and that is Lindsay's mom. just because you have a job. She's lucky she has a job, Julie says. And then she says, I mean, it's not luck. You're a very hard worker.
Right.
I'm just like, what the fuck, you guys?
They're so shady to Kirsten. The power dynamics are interesting.
It's horrible. And those other women are just so like, let's just bring out all this drama because Kirsten's like, maybe we shouldn't talk about this. And then Julie's like, oh, no, I don't mind.
Right.
And then they just keep, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
I hate all of these fucking women.
I hate them.
You're a victim here.
In a way, yes. I mean, like, Julie didn't know that this was happening. So in a way, she is a victim, but I think she's
not an enabling victim. She is the cause of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy was doing these things because she was, like, bullying him into doing it, like, emotionally.
Yes.
But that doesn't dismiss that he should be honest.
Exactly.
So they both are very flawed,
it's complicated.
Shitty people.
Yeah. It's a complicated situation.
Yeah.
But basically, she's thinking about getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I kind of skipped through that.
That's a big one.
Just wrote down the horrible things that they said, just not the divorce line, which is a very important thing.
So Julie's like, I'm thinking about getting a divorce, essentially. And Kirsten's like, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Yeah.
And
she's thinking about
it. She's definitely thinking about it for reals.
Cut to poor little Seth showing up again.
Seth is showing up again. He's got an extra ticket to the IMAX.
IMAX tickets in hand. This town sucks. It's the best I could do.
And Ryan, you know, is busy because he's going to date with Marissa.
Yay.
So Seth is like, hey, Donnie.
Oh, Jesus.
I got an extra ticket to the IMAX. You want to go? Donnie's like, nah, man, I'm going to this party in Long Beach. There's going to be crazy honeys.
I do enjoy the crazy honeys.
I do enjoy the crazy honeys. So Jimmy and Sandy decided to do guy stuff to take a break from the case. So they're grilling up steaks and they're drinking Coronas.
Mm-hmm. LOL. Well, and Jimmy says, this is just like, speaking of the steaks, he says, you know how long it's been since I've had a steak? Like, I live with 3 vegetarians. And I was like, do you? Now I'm going to have to watch and see if Marissa ever eats meat.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like she does.
Like,
she has, like, burritos and fucking
Yeah, they go to burritos
and
in, like, a couple of episodes.
She had a burger last...
She had a burger,
like,
in
the
first
home.
Episode. In Bottle Home. Yeah, you're right, because they go to In-N-Out. Well... Yeah. In-N-Out maybe has veggie burgers.
I guess maybe she could have it. That's true. I'm just going to have to pay attention because I just was being very picky with this random throwaway line that I'm going to take very seriously. Anyway.
So they're doing guy stuff. And Kirsten calls and
their house phone.
Their house phone. Mm-hmm. She's like, wait, did I call your number?
Because Jimmy answers.
Because Jimmy answers. And then when she says goodbye, Jimmy, Julie comes up behind her and she's like, oh, your concern for my husband is very touching.
Perfect. Just.
Oh.
Also that light yellow velour like
onesie. Oh, she has so many velour tracksuits.
She wears like three different ones today.
It's ungodly.
Today. On this day.
On this day in OC velour tracksuit history. Yeah. So somebody said retarded again.
Yeah, no, I have that down. So Black Eyed Peas plays at this party and it's Get Retarded.
That's
it's
what it
that
is.
It's that song before they changed it.
It makes my mouth, just saying it is gross.
I know. It's... Yeah, and then I was looking up when the censored version happened, and it was reworked in 2004 for a basketball game, and that version got so popular that it just, like, became the version.
Let's Get It Started. Yeah. So.
But this came out in 2003, so this is pre-that.
Right. So they're at that party in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Ryan decides to go along because.
For one hour.
Because he's got to keep an eye on Seth.
He's very concerned. And earlier, Seth was like, dude, it's Long Beach. It's not Chechnya.
And like, then they make it kind of look like Chechnya. They make it
kind
look
of. It
so
rough
grody.
Yeah.
Marissa calls and is like, yo, like, you coming? Like, are you here?
Oh, yeah.
Here?
He's calling Marissa from,
he's
like,
calling
that
Marissa.
Random
yeah,
house
yeah,
phone.
That's right. He's got a cell phone, doesn't he, at this point?
He's like, he has one of those, like, wall kitchen phones that he's, like, dragged outside to the front door, and he's, like, standing there.
Miranda watched this today. I did not watch this today, so she would know best.
I'm honored.
Yeah, so, like, basically he's like, I'm trying to get Seth, like, send me some mac and cheese, and she's just like, oh, okay. Like, I understand. I would be upset, too.
I also was just thinking
went to some party instead of...
Yeah.
Hanging out with me.
How many of these problems could be solved with, like, modern technology? Like, if he had, like, a phone and could be like, look, this is me, like, looking miserable at this party. I'm sorry. I'll be there soon. And she could, like, send him, like, an enticing picture of macaroni and cheese. And she'd be like, you're missing this, you fucking piece of shit.
There's so many problems.
Anyway.
On this show that could, like, be solved by
a text
iPhones.
Message or anything, really. Yeah.
But. Jimmy and Sandy are playing the samurai game, the OC samurai game.
Yeah.
And
there's the samurai game and the pirates game.
The pirate game.
Yeah, but samurai.
You play the pirate
playing.
Game? Yeah. The samurai game, and basically they're like.
So awkward.
They get into this conversation about when the best year of their life was.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy says 16.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy says 22.
Why? Why do they say that?
Because that's the year they both met Kirsten.
Oh, my God.
Rough.
Sandy handles that like a fucking champ, though.
He
does. I will
just
say, it's awkward as hell.
It's awkward. Like, it's rough.
But
they do handle it well.
Yeah. He did not, like, throw up on him or, like, punch him in the face. He handles it pretty nicely.
He does.
Yeah. It's so weird. Meanwhile, at that party... some guy just comes up and is like, some dude just demoed a Range Rover. And I was like, oh, fuck, Seth. And then the, like, commercial break happens and then opens on Sandy just, like, staring. And then we see the car.
Yeah,
and
it's real, like, janked up.
He says, so this happened at the parking lot of the IMAX movie theater. Seth said, shark movies bring out a rough crowd.
Yeah, they sure do.
Hammerheads.
I wrote this shirt over shirt combo. That Seth has is tragic.
It's not great. It's that same shirt from the pilot that he wears when he's playing video games.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not
attractive.
It was no. Oh, right. So
he's
like, Sandy's like, okay, like, you're gonna explain this to your mom.
Oh yeah, I'll call the insurance, but, like, you have to talk to your mom about this.
And then we cut to
mom.
The sauna, mom,
oh,
Kirsten.
God. Yes. Yep.
She's with the women.
Yeah.
And she's like, basically, like, you're all just being super rude to Jimmy. You're being very unfair. And she goes one by one and just
treats the shit out of them.
Reads them to the hilt. Mm-hmm. And, like, I loved the one that made me laugh really hard is she's like, you were doing coke.
Yes,
like,
yes.
It was just sophomore year.
No. Because someone says, that's uncalled for. And she goes, no, what's uncalled for is your $500 a day coke habit in college. It was just sophomore year. And I was like, what? So then I did some math, listeners. $500 a day for one calendar year is $182,500. If that
Christ.
Is not hyperbole, this bitch spent nearly $200,000 on cocaine. as a 19 to 20 year old.
Cocaine is like expensive. I don't know. I've never done cocaine.
If you have a trust fund, and I guess I just wonder if it's $500 a day on the weekends or if it's $500 a day every day.
Interesting.
It could be potentially less, but if it truly was, I wanted to follow that joke through.
Right.
And it was insane.
I love that scene. I think it's really great.
God. Yeah. Yeah. Kirsten's like full on yelling at Julie, but then Julie comes at her with like, I know, he still has our prom photo up on your wall, like blah, blah, blah. And like, do you think it's coincidence that we live next door to you? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she's like returning that shit at Kirsten.
Ugh.
And then ends with the line, who knew that like when he knocked me up, it'd be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Ugh.
And like leaves. And I was so just creepy. Thinking like, no, like I imagine shit would have gone differently if she had ended up with Jimmy, but that's unrelated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've got like a little mini Seth pops in and apologizes to Marissa on behalf of Ryan. And is like, give him another chance.
Yeah.
Let's set up another date with you. Tiny little scene. And then Jimmy and Sandy. Then we see Jimmy and Sandy on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy is saying like, oh, you need to make full restitution, which I looked up. But it basically is just like he has to pay everything back. I mean, there's a lot of legal jargon I can
read,
but essentially the gist is that
legal jargon here on Law and Order Newport Beach.
You have to pay your $4 million that you owe.
Right.
Is the situation.
I wrote that in all caps and I underlined it.
Yeah.
Because it's...
It's a lot of fucking money.
Like, how?
Yeah. It's crazy.
So much money.
And he's like, well, your house is valued at blah, blah, blah. So, like, Julie will understand if it means keeping you and the kids.
Right.
And Jimmy's just like, whose wife are we talking about? Like, no. Oh. And he knows that, like,
what a
Julie
horrible
would not
line.
Go for that.
What a horrible line.
It's awful.
It's
I feel
awful.
Bad.
He sucks so bad.
And then they get into it, those boys. And and he was like, you should be grateful, something, something. Oh, my God. Sandy treats the fuck out of him because he's like, you have no idea what it's like to provide for a family.
Mm.
Jimmy is yelling at Sandy.
Yeah.
And no, go fuck yourself, Jimmy, because Sandy says, I think there's more to providing for a family than money.
Yeah.
So feminist Sandy Cohen.
Feminist Sandy Cohen.
Understanding that like emotional support.
Yeah.
And, you know, being there for your wife and listening and communicating and taking care of his children.
Yep.
Like that is equally valid than buying motherfucking ponies.
But China was the prettiest pony.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I hated
so
that
that's
scene.
That whole
I hated
gross...
that scene, but also like loved it at
yeah.
the same time.
No, it aired some dirty laundry and it got them to like do their things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. So that's the golf course.
Yeah.
And then Seth shows up at the Crab Shack again. But this time with good news and said, I'm quite skilled at getting a date provided it's not for me. And is saying, like, Ryan, Marissa is going to come over later. You will be cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are going to finally have your date. Here you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Donnie wants to party again, apparently.
Avi.
Constantly.
Constantly.
And so then that's apparently the part of the description where Seth is eager to go to these parties. He's like, oh, there's a Newport party happening. Something, something. Donnie's like, life is what you make it.
Oh, God.
Life is what you make it.
Oh, it's so, I hate
yeah,
him
yeah.
so much.
Yeah, so he's going to go on a party with just Donnie. Donnie and Seth. Duo. Dynamic duo.
The dynamic duo of Donnie
Ryan
and
has
Seth.
Date with Marissa.
Right.
I wrote that she's looking so cute when she's like checking herself out
yeah.
in the mirror. And she's like getting so excited.
She's like putting her hair down and like, yeah.
And she brings over those leftovers. It's so huge. Like,
how
fucking much did she
make?
And or how much did she not eat? Because we've established she's tiny.
Yeah.
So did she just make a fuck ton? And that's like.
I thought that, too. I was like, how much fucking mac and cheese
yeah.
did she make for just herself and Caitlin?
Right. A fifth grader that they mentioned. So like.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Very weird. So they're cooking their little grilled cheese. Meanwhile, Donnie and Seth are at that Newport party at Holly's Beach House.
Because it's always Holly's Beach House.
Yep.
God damn it.
Until maybe she goes away. I was thinking about, like, does she disappear at a certain
point? I feel like she definitely just disappears. Because she's in, like, a lot of these. She's been in every single one so
yeah.
far.
But then I
her
think
her,
she's not important.
Her hair is...
tragic.
I don't know why they keep styling that poor girl's hair like that. It is...
I
even for 2003,
either.
It's not...
It's not great.
It's not great.
Yeah.
But she also sucks.
She does. Like, I wrote down, like,
Holly fucking sucks because she's trying to scam on Luke.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you're taking a break? You are? And, like presses her, mm-hmm. like, hips against him. And yep. she's like, are you okay? And it's just, like, walking away.
Right.
Like, let's go fuck upstairs.
Exactly.
In my beach house. Yep. Sounds great.
Yep.
No big deal that my best friend, basically, is your girlfriend or sort of girlfriend.
It's so messy. She sucks. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Donnie had said his gross predator, there's a lot of potential in here. Gagging me in my mouth.
I mean, he does try to hit on Summer.
Yes, and I'm on board with her rejection of him until she brings, like, some classist shit into it, because she's like, I don't want to talk to you. Go the fuck away. Like, good, stand up for yourself. But then mm-hmm. she's like, but aren't you, like, the bus boy?
Yeah.
Ew, random. And I'm like, don't shit on him for his job choices. Yeah. Ryan is also a bus boy.
He's also the bus boy, and you also wanted to fuck him, too. So,
right? So why is it attractive sometimes but not other times?
Yep.
He's insulted by that, mm-hmm. and then whatever. He's like, why don't we teach him a lesson? And he's looking at Seth, and he's like, yeah, no, like, we're fine. And he's like, pulls the gun from, like, his happy trail penis area, and is like, life is what you make it.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's
and
so
does that
stupid.
Again, but, like, a little more intense.
It's like, there's.
And I was like, why the fuck do you have a gun? And why did you bring it to this party?
Oh, I don't know.
Ugh.
It's just awful.
I don't know. But contrast that with the cutest date in the world.
It's so cute.
They're, like, being adorable and sitting by the pool, looking really cute,
mm-hmm.
tickling and, like, falling into the pool and pushing, blah, blah, blah. They're all wet and, like, drying them off.
Yeah.
And then they almost kiss. Almost kiss.
God damn.
And then the phone rings.
Ugh.
She's like, do you have to? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a house phone and who knows who could be calling. Who is it? It's Seth Cohen.
Because there's a gun at the party.
Gun present. Your friend Donnie's kind of a psycho.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did he bring a gun?
And why did Seth bring Donnie? Whatever.
I don't know. Because he probably was like, this is my friend. I have other friends.
This is great. I have a really edgy friend now.
I have a different edgy friend.
Yeah. So then we see a little bit more of the party. And Luke and Holly are grinding upstairs.
Yes.
What the fuck is Luke doing with his hands? Because it's like he doesn't want to touch the actress. Like, maybe she didn't give consent for this filming.
I thought that too. When I was watching it, I was like, what is he doing?
He's doing this, like, I don't even know how to describe what he's doing with his hands. But just listeners, watch this scene.
Because I watched it, I was, like, thinking maybe he was trying to figure out how to take her shirt off.
Like take
maybe,
a bra off
like
or something.
Maybe it was,
like
a
why
weird,
is he not touching
like
anything?
A weird shirt or something. I don't know. I thought it's that too. And I was watching it, I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah. It's just strange.
Yeah.
It's definitely very, and granted, he was like a model and then did the show, I think.
Yeah,
so
I think
like
so.
Maybe
that
he just doesn't know what to do. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They should have caught that. The director should have caught that for sure.
Fine.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. yeah, and then Donnie breaks something downstairs and Holly's like, that sounded expensive.
Oh my God.
And then she's like, you go, I'm right behind you, because he's got to deal with his situation.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they come down. There's another Abercrombie and Fitch insult / reference.
God.
Just, hey, Abercrombie, or whatever the fuck.
Do you think that Chris Carmack, was he an Abercrombie model, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe that's like an in-joke?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. That's a very little-known fact, I think, that he was a Abercrombie model. I'm kidding.
Okay. Miranda's just being a bitch today. It's fine.
I thought you were doing a bit.
No, I was not doing a bit.
Oh,
I was being
God.
For real.
Okay, so
I did not know.
Haley doesn't feel great.
I'm not. I'm a little sick.
I thought you were doing a bit with me and we were like pretending to not know something. No. He definitely was an Abercrombie.
Oh,
Fitch
I did
model.
Not. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he would. Like,
no,
you know,
no.
Like,
he was on like
fine.
The bags and stuff with like.
Oh, was he really?
Well, yeah.
I was poor. I didn't shop there, so
I
did
wanted
not know
to
that.
Shop there because other people did. But
I was very
shop.
Poor.
That's so funny. I'm so
sorry. Okay. It's okay.
Amazing.
Oh man, that's
great.
Hilarious.
So Abercrombie, who actually was an Abercrombie,
was an Abercrombie
model
yeah,
pushes Donnie. Where he was like, "You best be leaving." That might have been the accent thing.
I think that was
like,
when
you
he's
best
like,
be leaving.
"You best be leaving," or like he says something like,
"Oh no, I think Luke says that actually."
It's like something they start doing like he was all up in my grill and like you know
just not great.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
Just, yeah.
So, yeah, Luke pushes him, and then Donnie pulls out a gun, which is insane.
Yes, it's insane.
Someone shoves you, and then they just pull out a gun.
It's absolutely insane.
And then Seth's he's like, yeah, like, how do you hate how much blah, blah, blah? And Seth's like, yeah, he's definitely flawed. Like, please don't shoot him. What the fuck are you doing?
I love that line. He's definitely flawed, but.
Yeah, but like also, what are you doing? You don't pull out a gun if a preppy dude just shoves you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. And then Ryan saves the day by tackling him, which I don't know if that's the smartest move to do in that situation. But it did make me wonder, like, if Ryan has dealt with similar things in the past. Like, if any
maybe.
If he's ever had to, like, tackle weaponry out of people's hands. Or,
I wouldn't
like,
be surprised. I wouldn't
anybody.
Be surprised just based on,
yeah.
on his background. Yeah.
yeah. I don't know.
That's a good question.
He gets shot in the arm. Sad day.
Well.
Oh, my God. He was shot. I mean, that is tragic. Actually.
It is pretty bad. I mean, he's gonna, you know, that's not great. At least he didn't die.
Yeah. I'm being, like, a little flippant about it. But if I were in the room, I would definitely be, like, shitting my pants.
Right. Oh, of course.
For sure.
My God.
But you know who's not shitting their pants?
Great segue.
Thank you. Julie and Kirsten are in a limo, just plush as fuck. Very,
wow.
Very comfortable in a yet another tracksuit.
Yet another tracsuit.
Yeah. And then.
She has so many.
Yeah.
Those were so big then, though.
Yeah.
Those were so big.
Yeah.
And
they're
like,
very popular.
They were very popular back then, I remember.
But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I wrote something about Julie being scared and flawed and scared. And that the scene like cements her as a series regular as opposed to just a guest star.
Yeah.
And she's talking about like when she was a kid and she would see limos
mm-hmm.
and that she would just imagine the kind of lives that people inside.
Yeah,
were
it's
living.
A really nice like little insight.
Yeah,
to
and
her.
Like and she says like, so yeah. I've basically been jealous of you since I was 8.
Damn.
I know, right? So it's like some deep Julie Kirsten
yeah.
shit right here. Yeah. And that, and you know what? In a previous episode, you brought up that Julie got pregnant like hella young.
Yeah.
And in this conversation, she said like he was doing the honorable thing. And I was like, so maybe he did knock her up. And I guess Seth and Marissa being the same age, did it happen again?
No, it didn't. It's good. We're good.
Okay.
Sorry. I got another notification. Keep going.
I guess like Seth and Marissa being the same age is fine so long as they got pregnant at the same time. But that doesn't mean Julie and Kirsten have
yeah,
to be the same age.
That's what I was saying in that episode.
So Kirsten's 22. But Julie could have been, like, 17. Who the fuck knows? Like, you know what I mean?
She yeah.
could have just been, like,
I was thinking that,
that was, like,
she was probably, if like, Seth is 16 and they're 40, like, Kirsten and Sandy are 40, then they would have had him at maybe 24, 23,
yeah.
24. Because I imagine they would have graduated yeah. school.
But I'm thinking, like, Julie is probably
Julie's
like,
much
younger.
Yeah, I think that, I feel like, I just, I don't know why I feel like that's
yeah. She's probably,
part of the
like,
canon.
Closer to, like, low to mid 30s as opposed
mm-hmm.
to like
mm-hmm.
yeah
that's why I feel like when she
yeah, yeah.
just the usage of knocked me up and he was doing the honorable thing
yeah,
like
yeah.
all of that I feel like she was probably like 19 or 20
yeah on the rewatch I was like oh
yeah.
okay I get where
yeah.
It
like rang a bell for me and I was like
where you were going with that
yeah
So that scene happens, and then Ryan calls Marissa about Luke, and I just said, if this were now, he could just check it on Facebook, like, safe from Donnie shooting.
Oh, God.
Luke has marked himself safe from Donnie shooting.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? It's like, safe from the wildfire.
Safe from Donnie shooting.
Shooting at Holly's
oh,
beach house.
Man.
Marked safe.
Marked
yeah.
safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he basically calls Marissa. Marissa's there, and then that's...
I mean, that's basically, like...
I did write down, United, we're unstoppable, divided...
People get shot. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the best closing line
I think it's a great
ever.
Closing line, yeah. I love,
They're hilarious. Kirsten and Sandy did have a little reunion that was like,
it
kind of gave
hot.
Us a glimmer into the sex life of the adults.
It was pretty, honestly, I was like,
yeah.
he was like,
it's pretty hot.
The boys aren't home. And I was
get
like,
it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote that down too. I was like, oh shit.
And Jimmy and Julie's was less desirable because she was like, I want a divorce.
I want a divorce. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, that's that episode, I guess. There's not, and not like not much happens in this episode. I wouldn't not much, but it doesn't
yeah.
like, I don't know. It's not one of my favorites, I will say.
Yeah, I had a lot of opinions apparently,
yes.
but
it's okay.
Plot wise, not a ton of stuff happens. I just like
happens.
A lot of like weird details.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We get a little bit more of insight into Julie.
Yeah,
I think, and that's good. And like, you know, obviously like the beginnings of Ryan and Marissa.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, you can argue that the beginnings of Ryan and Marissa are, like, the first time they ever meet.
That's
but
true.
But this is at least, like,
and, like
they are interested in each other,
yeah.
that kind of thing. Yeah.
Fleshing out some other
yes.
people. Summer
yes.
said, like, they'll have makeup sex earlier about her mom going
oh,
out
yeah.
of town and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And they'll have makeup sex. She's
and
like,
I,
oh, Summer.
I just want to say, for the fun fact corner, Rachel Bilson's mom is a sex therapist.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Which is hysterical.
I love that about – I think I read that in, like, an article once where she had – she, like, lost her virginity at, like, 14 or something, and she, like, told
Amazing.
Her mom about it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the thing.
That's
We did the thing, guys.
We did the thing.
Haley survived. And
I'm sorry.
Excruciating recording session, and apparently also some psychological trauma because I made her feel like a dum-dum because I thought she was playing the game.
No, I was not, but it's okay. I'm not mad. This is an interesting episode, so
yeah,
I hope we switched hands over. I mean, usually I'm the one, I guess, plot-wise. But
driving, and I'm navigating.
Yes.
Or, wait. It's a terrible analogy.
It doesn't matter.
whatever.
But I'm feeling a little under the weather, so hopefully the next episode will be better. We'll see. But as always, thank you for listening to us.
We love you.
And like us on Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram.
All of them are at Newport
LinkedIn.
Beach Pod. We should get a LinkedIn.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
No.
You know, tweet at us. Talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
That makes us sound so sad. Talk to us.
If you want to talk to us.
Talk to us about Donnie's...
Donnie's psychoticness.
Gun,
well, they
I
said...
Guess.
Oh, I want to say, can I just say really quick? They said Donnie's still on the run because he was like, Donnie was like, the cops didn't find Donnie, but like they said he probably wouldn't get very far. And then I said, perhaps this is his backstory for his character on Vampire Diaries because he's like a main character.
Oh, is he?
I don't watch it.
I've never watched that show.
But I was like, maybe that's his backstory.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like a fanfic that somebody could write.
Yep.
That's up to you, listeners.
Challenge. Right. Tweeted us some fanfic about Donnie.
Donnie and the
vampire story.
And the Vampire Diaries guy. I don't know.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.